Welcome back to the Asylum. I could not be more honored and graced by the presence of this phone call right now. Jason Newstead, the monster maniac on the base.
Well, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate the help. You know, it's good vibes coming from over there for sure. Thank you.
We were talking just a minute ago, and you mentioned doing this from your own studio. Tell me about the development of Chop House Records.
I've had Chop House label going for about 15 years. I've had my Chop House studio going, just had our 21st anniversary there, so we've been going for a while. It's a place that we have our improv jams that have been mixed, you can just imagine, for the last couple of decades. I've met a lot of people, so different styles and genres, and metal dudes and not metal dudes, and cool soul singer chicks, and horn players, and DJs, and... For the longest time, I try not to get too many of the same genre. If I have five people, I should have five different styles. I'll maintain the distorted bass through a guitar amp thing, and then they can play their styles as we mix up the soup. But I try to really keep it varied for a long time. We made some cool, colorful stuff. But it just builds your, you know, like a well-rounded player and stuff. It makes you want to keep playing when it comes to the serious stuff.
Sure. And now putting out the Newstead Metal EP. Mm-hmm. It's finally kind of a culmination. Of course, you've never really quit, from the Voivod stuff to Echo Brain,
mm-hmm,
and all the stuff in between.
It's quite a discography going these days.
You know, I mean, I'm like...
Yeah, as I think about this, especially when I've been talking to people from all over the world, and as I've started my social media presence and everything, I'm really feeling the love back more than ever before, because it goes to all corners to feel it, you know, and I usually had to be standing there talking to people, shaking their hands to understand what was happening in the middle of those places.
Right.
You know, and I did a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But now I could just reach in there and find people in corners that we never even got to play yet. You know, and that's amazing to me that it's reached to some of the places that it has. You can't really ever predict that. So as far as coming from all the way back from the Flotsam stuff and like our total punk rock ethic and doing everything ourselves, I'm kind of doing that again this time. Like, we were able to get the Metal EP to number one on the iTunes Metal charts the last 2 weeks, just out of the garage, man. Just me and three other cats out of the garage, you know. So it's, after a while, you just take all that in, and I'm always wide-eyed. My fandom has never waned. I have only ever just been more and more of a fan, and each time, like the first time I played with DJ Shadow, dude, he's more talented than any lead guitar player I played with, or as talented as Zakk Wylde on his instrument.
Wow.
It's just crazy. Both hands, all five fingers going at once, and it blew me away. And I didn't have that kind of respect for that thing because I was ignorant to it, you know. And as soon as I got exposed to it, I'm like, holy crap.
When you're going through that kind of process, even if you're just in there goofing off, do you find yourself kind of picking up elements and okay, how can I combine this? What can I do with this, you know?
For sure, man. Just like anybody like yourself, we're audiophiles, man. We're deep cuts listeners. We go,
yeah,
you know, we go all the way in, you know. And so anything that we listen to, we regurgitate it. You know, we take it through our filters, and all our filters are different because of our experiences. So when my thing, like these 11 songs that I've recorded for the Newstead thing, for the first 11 that we've put down so far, you know, it's really musical. Like, it's all heavy as hell. So no matter what I put through the filters, it's still going to come out going chugga-gugga, because that's what I do. Think about, let me tell you something. I spent so much time with the turntable and the needle going back and back and back on Black Sabbath records. I go on the stage with Ozzy, right? Dude, this is for real. So the longest show I ever played in my career, longest show ever, even with Metallica, longest show ever, 3 hours and 1 minute with Ozzy in Montreal.
God.
Okay, 2003, 27 songs. I'd been in the band for a month or something. He's just up there, and he's high as crap, and we're rolling through, and we're about 2 minutes and 40 in, so I'm like, holy crap, my head's just spinning, right? And he just starts calling out songs. We never played them. We never even freaking played them, but he don't know. He doesn't even remember who he rehearsed with, when he did it, who was playing bass, and is Geezer over there? I mean, like, so he just got the Wizard, right? And he's going,
hey, there you go.
Like, and I'm like, oh, I'm the Wizard. Yeah, okay, so let's see. You know, and he'd call out another one, he rocked that, and he'd call out another one, he rocked about six of them that night. I'd never played with Zach before, and we just hit it.
That's got to be a completely different style of just literally winging song by. You want to play another song? Okay, let's play another song.
Well, kind of minor detail that there was, you know, 28 or 32,000 people in front of you going, well, okay, impress me.
Yeah, right. That, no pressure.
No pressure at all, man.
Absolute epic ambassador to communicating with fans and mm-hmm. showing the appreciation of the fans. And right?
But the thing is, you know, I am back on my big bike now. You know what I'm saying? I got my big black boots on now, and there's metal to be had. I mean, I've brought it to this place where it boiled, and all those other things came out of the boil, you know, but now it's to this place where I'm a lot stronger than I've been in a long, long time. You know, I'm playing with some dudes that are playing with them for years and years. They paid all their dues, and it's now time to get some of that back. And, you know, they're serious.
Right.
They're disciplined. We're motivated. We work hard.
So kind of all this building over the years and the little elements here's and there's festered into what we now hear as the Metal EP. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the other guys playing with you on the record.
People that pay their dues like that, they deserve it. And when people look, watch the video one time, watch that drummer and tell him he's not a badass.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, come on. Jeez.
The video is the Soldier Head video, and we'll have that link on the AsylumMetalRadio.com website, as well as you can check out all things Newstead at newsteadheavymetal.com. And he's got the whole discography, the video, and you have a promo tour. Are we going to see a tab that says tour dates?
Yes, yep. We're working on that right now. We're shooting for a full album middle of May, and so dates will be in place by then, you know, to do the regular thing that we do. No matter what technology comes, I will harness it and use it to get to
nice.
The corners of the planet, but I will never change the fact about taking it to the people.
Cool. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy. We'll see you live.
All right, man, you got Jason Newstead. You're on Asylum Radio. Check it out.